A lot's changed since I first dipped my toes in the self-storage water in 1995. The primary changes have been in running a facility have been around tech innovations that have come around since I first got going. Let's talk about some of the innovations that I think have made the most difference, at least for our company and the people I've worked with. We'll talk about that today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training and support that I can offer you if you're interested in getting in the self-storage business. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. And probably the newest service that we're going to be offering to support the small investor getting in the self-storage business is the Inner Circle. You'll hear more about that in this episode. But let's talk about some of the innovations that I've seen have made the most difference. Now, if you've watched me for any time, you know that we've talked about tech innovations. And I believe you should always weigh the cost-benefit, do a cost-benefit analysis around any change in your operations or new shiny object that comes down the pike for running your facility. In other words, if you're looking at something, will this help me rent units faster? Will this help me get more income for the units I'm renting faster or the units I'm renting? Will this reduce my operating expenses? If I invest in this new thing, will it raise the value of my storage facility? I weigh the answers to those questions against the cost of this new thing and decide if it's something that we want to do. Most of the time it's a no, some of the time it's a yes. However, let's take a look at some of the innovations that I've used or I get the most questions on that has made a big difference in how we run our self-storage business over the years. And I'm not going to share these in any particular order, but I'll share with you what's helped us the most, and maybe one or so that I get the most questions about. So early on, we were an early adopter of automated access controls. And that was a game changer for our industry. In the old days, basically, you had to just unlock a gate and open the gate and then close the gate when you left, or you left the gate open all day. Automated access control has made it was a game changer in our business, and we were an early adopter of it. And it continues to evolve. Systems such as Open Tech Alliance or PTI now have access control systems into the facility that don't even have keypads on it, where people's phones will open the gate. In some of our facilities, all you had to do, the customer, if they were in good standing, just had to drive up and get close enough to the gate control that it picked up their phone and the gate open for them. Now, what we discovered is that those are nice features, but a lot of people just still want to roll the window down, plug their code in. So even today, when we have those smart access entry features into the facility, we will still have key code numbers on our gate system so that people can use them. But it allows us to market to the full spectrum of and meet people's expectations, our customers' expectations, and compete effectively with some of the bigger people we're competing against in many of our markets. And smart security solutions. So we've always been a big proponent. We always put cameras in every facility we have, flat screens in the offices so customers can see that we have security cameras in place. And we've used those a number of times to help isolate and find people who've done specific things on our facilities. But what's really interesting now is the advent of high resolution video coupled with AI, where there we have artificial intelligence assessing what's going on in the cameras, whether we're watching it or not, and will identify suspicious behavior or what it thinks is suspicious behavior, and then immediately send notifications out to us as owners and perhaps even to customers if we set it up that way, which we haven't. But this new AI add-on to the video surveillance will drastically increase the probability of us being able to stop a problem much quicker than we were in the past before, where we just kind of reacted to it and then went back and looked at our cameras. You can also offer things like the ability for your customers to be able to see their unit on their smartphone through their camera if you want to, or make that as an add-on, an additional cost, another feature that you can sell or offer a potential customer. And in some of the higher end markets where we have storage facilities, I could see a lot of customers taking that, especially if they had expensive things like cars and boats and such in their units. I can see many of our customers paying extra money to be able to see their unit on their phone. I want to shift gears here real quickly for a minute and talk about a program that's coming out now, the Quick Start Inner Circle. And what I've noticed over the years that I've been coaching and supporting and holding live training events, probably the most important part of any training I've ever done has been the follow-up. And in the follow-ups, people from all over the country get together on live training calls. We cover timely topics, what's going on with people at that particular moment. And what I've seen is the community really supports each other. And as a community, everyone on those calls and those training follow-up calls grows, and it accelerates their growth into the self-storage business. I've had a number of requests over the years to have something like this where people who've done the training or who are just getting in the business and just becoming familiar with who I am, that they have a place to go in a community environment. Well, that's what the Quick Start Inner Circle is about. There will be live training calls and Q&As, and you'll have a chance to ask questions and be with people all across the country who are getting in or who are growing their self-storage business, see what they're doing that works and doesn't work. They will support you, and you will end up supporting other people. There'll be a library of resources, forums, training, all at your disposal. It'll be the place that you go. It'll be your first stop as you're trying to find out the next step for you in getting in or growing your self-storage business. Click the link in the comment section or click the link below to find out more about it. Now let's get back. Thanks for your time.
Number one question I always get is about unit smart access. In other words, Nokia systems. In other words, systems where we no longer have sliding locks, sliding bolts where you put a lock on it, but it is a smart system where you hold your phone up to a reader and it unlocks the unit for the customer. Now, in the markets I've been in, I've never really seen a return on that, but I'm not opposed to it. And some of the people I work with have used it and used it with success. What I've always suggested to people I'm working with, if you want to try it out on a section of your facility, particularly if you're doing an expansion or a new construction. Test it out on a facility, see if you can get more for those units. See if it allows you to bring in a higher level of customer that you might otherwise get, and just test it. And if it works and you're making more money and you're leasing up faster because you have it, then continue with it. The other thing I like that's a nice add-on is the ability to automatically overlock a door. In other words, running low voltage wiring to the inside of the unit. There on the tracks, there's a bar that will automatically, at 12:01 or 1 second after midnight on the fifth day, for example, when someone, the grace period is up, the door automatically locks. We don't have to send employees around with overlocks to lock the units. And when a customer shows up and can't get in the facility or can't get into their unit, they pull their phone out or go to a kiosk and make a payment, and the door automatically opens, and I don't have to send employees out to remove locks anymore. That type of technology can easily reduce our labor costs than many of the facilities that we have. Here's an innovation that came around since I first dipped my toes in the self-storage business that I'm absolutely shocked more owners don't use, and that's inventory control tracking. Almost every single operating system we have allows you to monitor and control your inventory. In other words, the retail items you sell. You don't have to listen to me very long to get that I love selling retail items. Heck, I'd sell televisions if people would buy them from me. But we do sell moving stuff, locks, boxes, tape, etc. Anything a customer will buy, we'll attempt to sell it in our facilities. And I'm surprised how many people don't do inventory control tracking. It takes a little time to enter the inventory in the system, but your operating system will monitor how much of any product you have, inform you when it's time to order, and it even will count up your current inventory, and that's a number that goes on your balance sheet under assets. It'll tell you how much inventory you have in your store at any given moment, and that's an asset to you as an owner. And I don't know why more people don't use it, but we do, and I like it, and it's a great innovation since I first got in the business. And let's talk about kiosk or online move-in instructions at the facility. Now, many of you are running automated facilities without managers on site. I'm involved in a facility like that too. I get that. But even in the facilities where we have employees, the larger ones, we still have kiosks at our facilities. Why? Well, because I want to be able to take a payment 24/7. I want to be able to take cash. I want to be able to rent a unit 24/7. And when we first started using kiosks, we even reduced our labor costs at the facilities because of the ability to have a kiosk on site. And nowadays, yeah, you might have a kiosk, you might just have instructions so a customer can pull a smartphone out and do it on their phone, or you might have a flat screen that's hooked directly to your website. It really doesn't matter. We have kiosks, so we use them. But all of that I'm relating to is the same. That innovation allows me to be in business, whether I have an employee there or not. It allows me to rent units and take payments 24/7. Yes, sometimes the ability to have a customer I'm not too particularly excited about show up at 2 in the morning and rent from me, I'll deal with that later. But I like the ability to take money and to rent units at any given moment. And we saw that it reduced our labor costs. Why? Well, each of our facilities is a little bit different, but some facilities, like in the middle of the month, on the second and third week of each month, because we get all our rent due on the first, there are times in a month where our facility is just not that busy. There's not that much going on. And I can have those employees go, or I can put those employees somewhere else, or I can send those employees out to market and not have to replace them with another temporary employee. And it reduced our labor costs because what we did is we just let the kiosk or the instructions on how to rent or make a payment handle any business that may show up during those slow times in our larger facilities. In conclusion, the storage business used to be a very boring business. Not much happened. When I first got into business, the first person I worked with, a REIT looking to buy, told me, "You know, it's a boring business. The biggest innovation we've had is the advent of climate control space. That's not the case anymore. This industry is changing and changing fast. When I first got into business, we were earning about $250,000 of gross income per full-time employee. As we started integrating these innovations and tech solutions into our business we just talked about, and I started tracking in 2008, when we sold a couple of our brands in 2019, 2020, that same $250,000 had risen to over $350,000 of gross income per full-time employee. We get more productivity per employee because of these innovations. How many businesses do you know of you can generate? Think of a restaurant you're going to today. Do you think they earn $350,000 per full-time employee? That's why I love the storage business. Anyway, I felt it was important to cover some of these innovations that made the most difference for us. And I hope that helps you as you get in or grow your self-storage business. Thank you very much. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. And I invite you to really seriously look at the inner circle. Thank you very much.